Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Pastor George and Terry Pearson's with you for the week. And we have with us today, Kenneth Copeland, Bible College, in the room. Praise God. And we also have some of the leaders of Kenneth Copeland Ministries with us in class today.
There's some pastors and managers. Some of the staff is here with us today.
Yep.
And wouldn't you like to just, every morning when you got up and by 8 o'clock in the morning, you had that kind of enthusiasm. And you're thinking, that's impossible. Well, it's not if you come to Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
That's right.
So.
Wow.
But we also have a Kenneth Copeland Bible College in Canada. And so they have sent us a greeting that we wanted to show you right now. Take it away, Garrett.
Hello, everyone from KCBC Canada. We're so glad to be here with you this morning, Pastor George and Pastor Terry. It was so worth it to be here at 6 in the morning. We are loving hearing from you today, and we're so honored to be a part of it. And remember,
God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
That's great.
Okay. So now can you imagine getting up at 6 in the morning and having that kind of enthusiasm? No response. It's okay. Well, they're not there at 6 every morning, but when they join in with us this early, as we are in this recording, then they get there so early. We at least love you, Canada. Thank you so much for your dedication and your willingness to do whatever it takes.
Praise
to
God.
Get the word of God.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. We also want to thank Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for both allowing us to be on this broadcast and for all that they have done, are doing, and are going to do for the body of Christ all over the world. Let's give them a great
Amen
hand.
To
thank
that.
You, Kenneth and Gloria. So, do you want to talk about the little book before?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we're talking about the core values, and I've so enjoyed this. It's really good to refresh. I know the several people from our staff have said, well, I've heard you preach that or talk about it, teach it in some form for over years. But every time we hear it, there's something fresh in it, which goes to our point about the Word of God. It will divide between even the thoughts and the intents of your heart. It will speak to you. Right where you are, right in the moment. When we really realize that, then we'll run back to the Word quickly because it'll talk to us in the now. That's what Oral used to call it, in the now.
In the now.
So to help everybody in your study time with this, you can go to, let's see, it's kcm.org/core. kcm.org/core, C-O-R-E. And you can click on that and you'll find how to get this little book, this journal that we have for you. It's our core values, Kenneth Copeland Ministries. But these are really not just core values for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. These are the heart and the core of what we see every believer would benefit from. This is the way we stand strong, even in a world that is just, as the old saying used to go, hell in a handbasket. They're just pressing hard against God and everything that's good, and the way of the world, we should say. And so core values help us, they help us stay steady and strong. And that way we can be a light in the dark place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let our light shine brighter.
We can go there. I just thought we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind to these core values. And whatever negative core values you may have had. I like what Bill Winston said one time about the word getting into you. And he was talking about fear, but he was talking about how it flushes out fear. Well, you get these core values into you and they will flush out whatever negative background thoughts that you might have had about yourself, whatever you came out of that could have been negative, and reset the core values, reset the core beliefs in our lives. To where when these things do try to attack us, our hearts are like the person in the 112th Psalm. We are established. We are rooted, grounded. We cannot be moved by what is going on around us. Why? because core values are so solid. The foundation
they're
is there.
In our core. Now, what we're talking about last week and again this week and these core values, this is not enough to really even renew your mind to each one of those, but more to renew your mind to the awareness of them, putting value on them, putting value on those core values, and so that from this point forward, we can do what Paul told Timothy. We continue to study to show ourselves approved, or study to show these things in our life. It's a lifetime. This is a lifetime. You know, even what you're getting here in Bible school, and even if you're a diligent, faithful viewer, the BVOV and other programs on our that our ministry puts out, that's great, but it's still a lifetime of adding layer upon layer. We go from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
Yep.
And so that's why hearing these things over and over and over and over and over should never become wearisome to us, because it's not a box we check. Oh, I know that. I know that. Well, you may know something about it, but you don't know much compared to all there is for us to learn and know to grow in God.
Right.
I guess we better get started
yes,
in this.
Let's go. So why don't we do this? We can give the core values, and then we'll move on to the next one. But our core values are, we put the Word of God first place. Put the Word of God first place. Brother Copeland has taught that over the years, and he usually adds to that, and make the Word final authority in your life. The Word of God is first place, number one. No matter what you're facing, even at this moment in time, put the Word first place, because the Word of God is the answer, and He has the wisdom for what you need. We live by faith. Everything we do is by faith. One of the things that I've heard Brother Copeland say over the years is that if I can't get it by faith, I won't have it. Thus, the ministry is debt-free. We don't owe anybody anything. Nobody can tell us if, for instance, we have one of our ministry automobiles. No one can tell us whether or not we can give that. We own it. It's ours. We don't answer to a bank. So we have that freedom. Then we walk in love. We know faith works by love, and love must be the greatest motivation in our life for the ministry that we're involved in.
I would encourage everybody to listen to the broadcast from last Friday, especially if you viewers missed it, because we went through the commentary on the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. Ooh, I tell you, that hits home, didn't it? Didn't you think, when we saw it? And it's the kind of thing that we can regulate our lives by. Okay.
Then the next one is, we're led by the Holy Spirit, which we're going to be talking about today. We pray about everything. We pray about everything, no matter what comes up. We protect the anointing and we honor God. Now, we're talking today about being led by the Holy Spirit. And I wanted Pastor Terry to take this part generally, because this is what she does so well and this is what she focuses on. And you'll see sometimes when we're ministering together, there'll be times that she does a lot of the talking and I'll be standing there listening to her talk. Well, but listen to me. I know when the anointing is on her. I identify it, and I'm not pushing my way in to get my, all I'm waiting on is the anointing from God in that particular situation. So in this, that's why I wanted you to know there are things in here that you need to know from her.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So core value number four, we are led by the Holy Spirit. Just as we've already said, increasing our awareness of Him. How can you be led by Him if you're unaware of Him? 1 John 5:7, to be aware of Him, of course, we have to go to the Word. That's why core value number one is number one, putting the Word first. If we want to know about anything in God, we've got to go to the Word. His Word is His will. He and His Word are one. We've already said that. 1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one.
One.
These three are one. So, well, where's Jesus in all that? Well, He just said, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. The Word in itself is also triune. There's the written Word, the spoken Word, and the living Word. The living word is Jesus, and he is the word, both the written and the spoken, made flesh. So you have the written, the spoken, and the living. So right there it is, and all three of those are one. They are equally, and the three together create the what we refer to as the Trinity or the Godhead. So God and his word are one. God and his spirit are one. So therefore, he is qualified to lead us. He's qualified. Every characteristic and quality that we have in God, that can be found in God, that can be found in Jesus, are in the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said, "You look all sad and down because I told you I'm leaving," he said, "But don't be that way. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit." Well, I got news for you. He didn't send the B team. He didn't send the junior squad.
That's good.
Everything in God progresses. And he sent the Holy Spirit, who is not limited by any flesh limitations. Romans 8:14, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." Now, the word sons in the Greek indicates more than just children. Okay, so we're all children of God, but those who have developed a hearing ear and a sensitivity by hearing and responding, are developed in their relationship. They're developed in their maturity. Sons indicates more mature sons of God. The more you learn to be led by him, the more you practice that, the more mature you become. Because as you'll see, he leads us in the scripture as well as he leads us in life. And remember that maturing, though while in one sense time is involved because time rolls on and we have, as we know, time, but things in the spirit happen, they don't happen in parallel time-wise to things in the natural. So while a baby is a baby for a long time, you can grow up spiritually and reach a place of maturity that some Christians never reach really fast, just by becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Yes. And letting him lead you into the word. Okay. So when I teach these things about the Holy Spirit and have time for it and have whole set lessons on it, you can go to that kcm.org/core and see some of those things. But I have more than a page of just all the things the Holy Spirit does and that we rely on him for. It's very eye-opening when you stop and look at that and all that. So let's look at some key pieces, though. By the Spirit, we have access to the Father. Jesus pointed to the Father. The Word points to the Father. The Holy Spirit points to the Father. And without him, we don't have access. Oh, I thought it was Jesus. No, Jesus made the way. But without the Holy Spirit, you can't find that way. Without the Holy Spirit, you'll never connect with that way. So it's by the Spirit that we have access and connection to the Father, which is, it's where our prayer life is. That's where everything is. It's all in him. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of grace. He's the Spirit of wisdom. He's the Spirit of understanding. He's the Spirit of counsel. He's the Spirit of might. And he's the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. It's also referred to in John 17, Hebrews 10:29. The Holy Spirit sheds the love of God in our hearts. There's that connection. God is love. The Holy Spirit then is love, and he's the transfer agent. He's the one that when we by faith open up to him, that love is then communicated and spread in every part of our spirit being. It's not a little something that's in a little corner in your heart. Your whole spirit man was recreated by love. You are a love creature.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to act like who we are instead of the way the world is. The Holy Spirit reveals the Father, the Son, the Word, and the future. Let's talk about that a minute. John 16:13-14 says, "But when he," this is the Amplified Classic, "when he, the Spirit of truth," and remember Jesus said, "Thy word is true." So you could say when he, the Spirit of the Word, he's the anointing, the inspiration, the power. Jesus said, my words are spirit and truth. So the word and the spirit, again, are one. The word is not ink on a page. The word is embedded by the spirit of God. Okay, when he comes, he'll guide you in the truth. He'll not speak his own message, but he will tell what he hears from the Father. He'll give that message that has been given to him. He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take, draw upon what is mine and will reveal. Amplified says, declare, disclose, and transmit it. He knows how to get it to you.
That's right.
Don't focus in on your inability. Focus in on his ability. He can get it through to you if you'll believe that he can. You keep pushing him and shutting him off by saying, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't. You know, my daughter, she was real little, like 2 years old. And I was putting her to bed one night. I said, well, let's pray. And she said, well, God doesn't talk to me. I said, yes, he does. She said, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he does. No, he doesn't. Yes, he does, Aubrey. She grabbed my hair, pulled my head down to her chest. She said, you hear anything? I said, no. She said, see, told you he doesn't talk to me. Hallelujah. So we had a little lesson on how we hear, having a hearing ear. But it's not something you hear with this outer ear. It's something, but you are equipped to hear him. So this seeing the future is not always like you think it is. Okay, we're not talking about fortune telling here. And it's not always about prophecy, like this event's going to come and that event's going to come. And there will be times of that where you have a sense about it. But there are other aspects. Let me just name a few. For example, call your mother. I like that one. Call your mother. Check your phone. Do you have your keys? You didn't lock the door. I remember one with my son. Ask Jeremy if he's kissing girls.
How old
he was four.
Four.
And when I said, Jeremy, are you kissing girls? He said, oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of funny at four, but it's not so funny at 14, you know, and you got a problem. And so, hallelujah, he showed me the future by giving me what I needed to address and the ability to address it. So it was where the future could go, would go, if not addressed. But, you know, things can be more sudden and more urgent. You know, if you practice those kind of things all day long, you'll be much better equipped to recognize him when something's urgent. When you learn to respond, you don't delay. You don't put it off. Yep. You don't procrastinate.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean jump and do something you're unsure of and say, okay, Lord, I just pray in the spirit over something. We'll talk about that more. But that understanding and developing and the ability to know that that was him. So when those urgent things come, you can respond. For example, we have a friend who pastors a church in New York, right downtown, right there where 9/11 happened. And he had been teaching his church on how to be led by the Spirit. So one of his congregants was walking down the street and the Lord said, run! He took off running. He didn't look, he didn't check, he just took off running. And that plane hit the building right above him. So he didn't lose anybody in his congregation. There were stories from that all day long about this one heard and that one heard. But they had been practiced at hearing the Holy Spirit. God's speaking all the time, but are you listening?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, George.
John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So life comes out of the Spirit. Comes out of the Spirit, and we are to be, inside out people. I remember one time, first time that Keith Moore spoke for us back in the 90s, I was driving him to the airport, and we were just talking about just the things of God, and he said, you know, if I were pastoring a church, he said, the first thing that I would teach my people is how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I immediately came back and put together a series to teach in church about how to be led by the Spirit. And Romans 8:16 amplified, the Spirit himself thus testifies together with our spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. The New King James says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. The Holy Spirit communicates to us through our spirit. You were talking about doing this constantly. And there are times when I'm trying to get ready for work and things are happening and phone calls are coming in. And most often before I leave the house, even after rushing around, I will stop and I will say, Holy Spirit, is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything I forgot? I check in with him all the time. And listen to what Brother Hagin said. Many times we seek guidance by means other than the way God said. When we do, we get into trouble. We sometimes judge how God is leading us by what our physical senses tell us. But nowhere does God say that he will guide us through our physical senses. Too often we look to things from a natural standpoint and endeavor to reason out things. But nowhere in the Bible does God say that he will guide us through our mentality. The Bible does not say that the body of man is the candle of the Lord. It says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God will guide. He will enlighten us. He will lead us through our spirits.
Hallelujah.
So the leading of the spirit begins by developing your awareness of your inner man, the spirit within, and an awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence in your life.
We'll talk tomorrow then about how to develop that. But let me just say right away that the biggest keys to developing the awareness of the Holy Spirit within is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey, Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, those that believe in my name, they will speak with other tongues. It's his expectation that every believer be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost was fully come. And while they were sitting there, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they all began to speak with other tongues. So tongues is a doorway to the supernatural.
Yes.
But it's that way by which we let the Holy Spirit move in the fullness of his earthly ministry to us and through us. And Paul said, I wish that you all spoke with other tongues. And I'm glad that I speak in tongues more than all of you do.
Yeah.
So we have on that website, kcm.org/core, we have the resources where you can know more about that and know more about how to be filled with the Spirit and the benefits of being filled with the Spirit. So after you hear this, then we want you to come right back with us because we are going to pray with you. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Amen.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
There is so much more to being a believer than just going to heaven. What if you could live a life of intention, fulfill your God-given destiny, and see God's kingdom established here on earth? You can with Our Core Values, a book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the 7 core values that become the blueprint for the abundant life Jesus has for you. Your core beliefs are like a compass that guide every decision you make and create the culture of your life. That's why, as a ministry, KCM bases everything on these specific Bible-based core values. In fact, they're for every believer to live a life of victory. When you're rooted in values such as living by faith and walking in love, you aren't rocked by the chaos of the world. As you study the Bible, use this book and the special journal pages to take you deeper. Put God's Word first place and be a light in the darkness. Become a part of changing the culture around you through Our Core Values. Request your copy of Our Core Values, the free book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, also available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/core or call 800-600-7395.
You can also scan the QR code. Core values are the values that guide your life and help you stay the course and hold steady in the storms of life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
It went amazing. I cannot wait to be a student here at KCBC.
They almost always get a real, wow, I didn't have any idea Bible College would be like this.
Join us April 12th through 14th for Campus Days at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Meet the campus community, attend classes, and join us for our annual picnic and night of worship. Come hear the voice of God for your life and see if KCBC is your next step. April 12th through 14th. Register at kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays.
One of the greatest treasures in your life as a believer is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches even the deepest things of God, and that by speaking in other tongues, we speak out mysteries and secrets. And we don't talk to men, but we're talking to God. Who wouldn't want that on a whole nother level that bypasses what you can generate with your mind? Your mind is so limited, but your spirit is made in the image of God, and it's unlimited. And He wants to connect His limitlessness to your limitlessness by the Holy Spirit. If you've not been filled with the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues, just pray this prayer. Say, Oh Father.
Oh Father.
I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe Jesus is
He's
the Son
my
of God.
Savior.
He's my Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Fill me now.
Fill me now.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
And I will.
And I will.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
speak
name.
Speak with other tongues.
Speak with other tongues.
Now what do? You just yield to His ministry. You don't speak with words out of your head. You just begin to, just by faith, as I say, just jump in the deep end of the pool. And just take, let's take 10 seconds here and just pray in the Spirit. I love you. You see, you can do that just by faith. And jump in. That's what Pastor George did, what we all did, and he'll bless you for it. Hey, Campus Days are coming
That's
up.
That's right. This coming Friday, April 12th, goes through the 14th. You need to be here. So many that are here right now came to a Campus Days, and did you enjoy yourselves?
Yes.
Did you get a vision of the future?
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
And that's why you're here.
That's right.
So we invite you.
Go ahead.
Yo.
KCBibleCollege.org.
And remember this, God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.